A new publication, Heart of the Community, seeks to bypass a lack of recognition by celebrating the unsung heroes of the rural and regional Western Australian art scene. Joining me on the phone now is Dr. Pilar Cassatt, CEO of Regional Arts WA, here to talk about the book Heart of the Community. Good morning, Dr. Cassatt.
Good morning, Cliff. How are you going?
Really well. It's such a beautiful morning here in Boortloo. I really cannot complain. Where does the morning find you today?
Yeah, it is indeed. I'm near Wayalala in near Fremantle. And again, it's a beautiful spring morning. And hello to all your listeners.
Well, was so impressed when I saw this come across my desk, because there's so many people in the arts industry, volunteers, for example, that help at art galleries. Just, oh my God, the brain just like boggles when you start thinking what it takes to put a show together. There's so much that goes into making art besides the artist. Is that where we're headed with Heart of the Community? Is it these the people we're talking about?
Yes. We're talking about everyone really is involved in making art in regional WA, from, of course, professional artists that are working and earning a living from the practice, to arts organisations, art workers, audiences, as well as you mentioned, volunteers. So this book really aims to celebrate the ecology of the arts in regional WA. And it is incredibly diverse, incredibly exciting, from Gascoyne to Denmark, to Albany, to the Ngunnawal lands. People are out there creating work and really responding to expressing really the local, their localities. I mean, the art that is coming through this regional areas to really express the specifics of their place.
I mean, just you mentioned those two regions there, the Gascoyne, but I'll probably start with the Arts Narrogin one that struck me when you just the nuts and bolts ish nature of it when you're talking about events manager Brad Flett. Talking about this really just sort of struck me, them organising a bus. They had to organise a bus to it's a big place. Some people had to travel 70 kilometres to see an art show, so they went out and got them. I mean, that alone sounds like a story. The nuts and bolts of it, and then you head to that Gascoyne and artistic director Thieka Vondiano talking about nurturing people's superpowers. I mean, this book is hitting some pretty wide territory.
Indeed. Look, the book will be available tomorrow on our website for anyone to download it. But I just want to, maybe a quick visual to try to paint the visual when you see this vast landscape, red soil, and you see three characters are standing on the edge of a cliff, of a rock cliff, and they are standing on stilts. Dressed up magnificently and looking outward into the landscape. That photograph, to me, it's just such a powerful, theatrical image that not only speaks of the vastness of the region, but also the creating a story, the imagination and creativity that comes with, Thieka and her team to put together magnificent festivals that they traveled through the region. And another image was this dragon spitting fire, and it was made all out of recycled material. So, I mean, that level of creativity and excitement for many communities that don't have really the capacity to travel to see shows, it's, they bring in them. Creality is the name of the organisation. They bring in those shows to their communities. How magnificent is that?
Oh, that they're bringing them to all those local communities is fantastic. What's even more exciting is there's an exhibition in support at the State Library from the 8th to the 13th of September, which means people have got to jump in today or tomorrow to get out there and see it before it all goes back out to the regions.
That's right, that's right. So we are launching officially the book today, later on at the library, and the exhibition will be there for the public to enjoy. Beautiful panels with this photograph, you know, the photographs that I just mentioned, that really gives you an amazing kind of breath, a breath of the range of works. I wanted to also highlight, if I can, the Junction College, for example, based in the Pilbara. They, in 2021, they began sort of delving into these creative industries by organising a fashion show. And this fashion show has been a platform for a local First Nations woman, Nat Dan. Nat Dan has been invited to bring her new swimwear label show to New York Fashion Week.
Wow.
Exactly right. So the work that's being created in regional Western Australia is of quality and is of beauty and depth. It's magnificent. It's not just people in, doing voluntary work, but it's of a quality that is to be celebrated. And Regional Arts WA, our role is to make sure that this work is visible. And this is why the publication was put together, to make sure that the stories of the regional communities, the artists, the art workers, it's seen here in Perth and beyond.
To be such an important thing is actually getting a platform when you are that remote. You can have all the talent in the world, but if nobody gets an opportunity to see it, then you're just going to remain hidden. I guess that's the benefit of having an organisation like Regional Arts WA.
Oh, absolutely, exactly. I mean, that is our primary role. We actually support the 15 organisations that are featured in this book through the state government funding through the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries. And our role is to not only support them with funding, but support them with professional development, networking opportunities, etc. And look, some of these organisations, I have to say, they've been around for a long time, like Denmark Arts, for example. They were founded in 1981, and they were the very first organisation to have a clan convention here in Australia that attracted national and international news. So, this organisation is all of us. You know, we've been around since 1994. So what that tells you that, there's some new organisations, some older organisations, but the point is they've been servicing their communities, and how important is art really matters, and really it helps us to make sense of the world around us. We can imagine and create new possibilities. The art and creativity is so key, and sometimes it's not yet understood, and sometimes not as valued. So we really want to make sure the communities enjoy and bring joy, arts bring joy, and our role is to make sure that they tell that story.
And so going on, the book launched today, exhibition winds up tomorrow. What are the hours? When can we get down there to the State Library? Because this is something people don't want to miss.
That's right, exactly. Look, the library hours will be from 9 to 5, so anyone can come through the business hour enjoy the exhibition. And you can definitely get hold of the book through our website. So please do have a read. Be amazed at their beautiful stories. And, and just let's celebrate. Let's celebrate their creativity, especially post-COVID. I think a lot of communities have felt very isolated, and the arts are bringing us all together, really lifting our spirits and bringing us joy. So, don't miss the exhibition if you get the chance to come and have a look. And a big shout out to all the team at Regional Arts WA. They've done an extraordinary work, and the people are super committed to region and the arts and all the arts workers and artists that are featured in the book.
Well, it's fantastic that there is a platform for rural and regional artists, Doctor, and fantastic that we get a chance as city dwellers to be proud of our regions and see the art that's coming out of there.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, we don't see enough of the art that is produced in regional WA in Perth. We want to export the art not only to Perth and beyond. It tends to happen the other way around, you know, which is it's great, but it's one way, and we need to make sure that there is a reciprocity, it's two-way exchange from Perth to the region and vice versa.
Definitely, yes. Yep, there's more to resources out there than iron ore. Doctor...
Good one. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Record. And, well, I don't need to wish you luck because clearly the work that you're doing in the regions and regional WA is coming together. Thank you very much for joining us.
It is. Yeah, thank you so much for your time. And, yeah, I'll catch you another time, hopefully, Jeff.
Thank you. That is Dr. Pilar Cassad. She's the CEO of Regional Arts WA. Do get yourself down to the State Library, 9 till 5, either today or tomorrow before the show winds up and heads back to the bush and you miss it.